me fire, burn up on my heart. From within me, Spirit, you take hold. Holy fire, burn up on my heart. Holy fire, burn up on my heart. From within me, Spirit, you take hold. Holy fire, burn up on my heart. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn up on my heart. Holy fire, holy fire. Listen to me. Listen. Listen. You will not see a shift in your life until you pray as if your life depends on it. If you can't pray, why are you living? The only way you can live effectively, especially when you are in the kingdom, is to pray. That is where you generate the energy, the fuel, the resources to run your destiny. A man's attempt to live his days is an effort in futility if he doesn't have priesthood strong enough to power his destiny. You'll be looking at what you are supposed to be, what you are supposed to become. You will never enter into it. It will all end in potentials and prophecies. Guess what? The years are passing by. No, people, I would rather die praying than not to see it. All God needs to do is to supply grace for me. What's happening? I'm no more liking your sound. You started well. Jesus, help us. We are going to pray again. This one is just drop in your mouth. The real one, we have not started. When you start, even you will know you have started. Like pastor and the wife, they have not started. They are doing husband and wife. So when they start, we will know. I'm young, but I've been privileged to be around church since I was small, because my parents are pastors. The greatest thing I learned after all these years is that prayer is the heaviest molecule we need in the kingdom, in the church, anywhere. Not just your own plan and destiny, even God's own is stuck when we don't see men of prayer. And when we say men of prayer, we don't say listing your needs and be praying about it. They said we give ourselves to prayer. I mean, it's their occupation. You have not prayed. When you pray, you will know. It's subconscious. This is the way my own works. It's like somebody that comes and owns his gem. But my own is, anyway. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it said, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The power there is dunamis, and is gotten from the root word in Greek, dynamo. And the only way I can explain dynamo is, I don't know how old, many of you are young, but I'm not too young to remember that there is a bicycle in the village that the light is powered by a dynamo. So as the person is pedaling, the dynamo is charging and the light is given off. So that means the pedaling is the process of generating the energy. What the man that constructed the energy generating set did is to bring a dynamo. So the energy stored in the dynamo is dependent on the mechanical input. So when we come and pray in tongues, we are putting the dynamo to work. And when you put it to work long enough, it will generate energy as much as you want. So what I noticed is that one is one. But I now noticed that there are people, their generator is past my neighbor. You know what is that? You know Tiger generator, Tiger. Have you not used it? See, I'm not a conventional minister. So when I finish, your pastor can come and organize you together. What I need is to today, you are in trouble. Something must happen. If you refuse, I will insist. Today, not lie. There must be a shift. If you better start praying, if there is no shift, we stay till 6. If there is no shift, we stay till 9. We do night vigil. I don't know why people are praying and going. Where are you going to? Nothing has happened. You are living. To live, to continue tomorrow, the same thing. You live next, continue, the same matter. In the house, you say, I've been praying since this month. I've been praying. God is not, I've been praying. You are not praying. You know what is praying? Go and look at Jesus. Many times they say he prayed all night. This is somebody that finished from a miracle service and all kinds of things, and he still prayed all night. We need to be humble. We need to be humble. We are not humble. That's why we are not praying. A man that doesn't pray doesn't know he's proud, because he feels he has other means of running his life except from heaven's economy. Because if it's heaven's economy you are depending on, you have to pray all night to draw resources for the next day. So some people have I pass my neighbor. I don't know the kind of gen you have. Maybe you have the one they, you know, this one they normally use in church. It's not too big, it's not too small. You know that one now, that one. So when you put it on, it can power things, and somebody will come inside and think all is well. Until you put in two iron, the refrigerator, and then the thing will do, and then it will go off. It's not his fault. Huh? There are certain things about your destiny demands that will come upon your life, and you will notice that all those things you have been doing and people are hailing you, you don't have anything. You are weak and feeble. You will go back to him and cry. When the scripture says that Elijah is a man of life passions, it's not just saying that he's a human being. He's trying to tell you that this is a man that is riddled with infirmity. But he didn't stop there. He understood his infirmities. And then when he saw an instrument, a technology from heaven, such that men can become powerful from their weakness, he saw that prayer is an avenue for him to become strong. The same weak man will tarry on his knees. When he arises, he said, before the Lord God whom I stand. When you stand before that man that time, he's not your mate. When you stand before God and appear before your mates, you are not eight mates. You interacted with ancient spirit. The wisdom, the power, the glory rubs on you. When your mates see you and they measure you with what they know you before, they are making mistake. Intelligent spirits, energies beyond the normal, that's what you encountered. And people can see, they can see it out of your life. This is a realm they have not seen. Certain demons will begin to run out, not because you pray, but because there is an energy ambience. I don't need to cast devils. There are some devils who will be begging to leave today. You referee. This guy not my guy, yo. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before. If God gives a man the grace to pray, pastor, it means that the demand of his destiny is large. The less you can pray, the proof that your destiny is not as large as you think. Anything a man accomplishes on the face of the earth that is not backed up by strong priesthood cannot last in God's scope, in God's agenda. There is a measurement. There is a converting scale. The scripture calls it the shekels of the sanctuary.
when men come to buy, because when you come, you notice that Jesus came and he chased out the people selling for you. When you bring, they convert it. When they convert your activity, your money, the things you have accomplished to the shekels of the sanctuary, it will not be worth anything before God. Do you know, it's not as if the activities are wrong on their own, but how much priesthood powers it. Satan can wipe out what we are doing in one moment to show you that our priesthood is not strong enough. He come and wake up one day and shut down church service in the whole place. His priesthood is not strong enough. If you collect Abraham's wife, even though he told you is his sister, God himself will come and warn you in your sleep. If you touch, I kill. Meanwhile, he didn't say anything. That is a man that have priesthood strong enough that God considers him my friend. So anything that, nothing can happen to that man. God's agenda, purpose is being lived out through you. We are going to pray. It isn't it? This time around, you will now pray. David, have you prayed? You are just looking around. Maybe you like the lights. You are getting adjusted to the lighting. I forgive you. But in the next 5 minutes, I will not. As a pastor, I have decided not to waste my time on somebody that refuses to pray. See all these people, the pastor, you help the person, help the person, help the person. Tell the person, oh yeah, come and pray and fast. Come and the person will run away. After some time, you tell you, Pastor, I don't have money. Pastor, this one is happy. They are, Pastor, I don't, let me not chase your members. They are goats, they are not sheep. There is nothing you do to a goat except to use him for Christmas meat. They are goats. No matter how much you invest, they are the people that will come back and kill you. They are goats. You spend the most on them, they will kill you. They are goats. You need to pray. Let's find the sheep and goats and separate them very fast, so that you know where to put your energy on. If you have, Jesus didn't waste time. Sometimes he will preach 5,000 come. You will think he will go and be wasting his energy on 5,000 in life. He will come back and say, where is the 12? He will pour all on 12. Because he's not having many people mix multitude. If he say, come and eat my flesh, all of them will disappear. If he say, I will die, all of them will go. No, these men are, they are men that have been brought into the same experience. They see Jesus eat. They see him pray. When he's praying, they say, teach us to pray. When he's fasting, say, teach us fasting. Teach us the miraculous. Teach us how to live. Your life will shift today. Even if you say, listen, all you need to do is to pray. You know what I found out? After I've prayed for some time. Yes. At least I've used 10 years of my life to test this prayer thing. And I can tell you it works. What people do is that they pray small. They pray for 6 months, they stop. They pray for 1 year, they stop. Sometimes you need to pray for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 before you see. But when the thing opens like a tap, I'm telling you my own experience. If it opens, even if Satan comes and stands in the front and say, water will not come at the water will carry Satan. That's what happened. That's the testimony is on. Let's use the Red Sea. If you like, let Satan say, let Pharaoh will be following inside the Red Sea. All you need, nothing can stop the move, and it has become a move. Satan can be again. Anything Satan does, we just, instead of bringing it down, it will even promote it. Anything Satan does to you at that point can't stop you. It can only promote you. But as you are here now, one demon can come and oppress you in the night.
I don't want to preach to that. One demon is coming in the night to come and sleep with you now. Yes, now. I don't want to go there. If you say, I know it's true, so I don't need to ask you. And in fact, if I ask and nobody comes out, I will ask my God to help me to find the person. To help you. Yeah. I've had the privilege of being to the length and breadth of this nation. Not every place, but I've been to south, east, west. The same thing. The same Satan doesn't change color. The same affliction he is giving people here is what he's giving them in the north. The same pattern, the same process. And the same prayer works. When I found out prayer is working, when I found out the way is priesthood, you know what I said? I said, I die here. Okay, stop looking for impartation. The one you have is enough. Go and cook the one you have. You need to cook it. You need. You are not desperate, though. You don't know. There is something in my heart that refuses to let go when I hold something like this. Did they not say that this is the result that will come out from this? Why am I stopping? I've not seen the results. Come at over. We pray again. On the day when I will know that we have started praying, you know how we know? They will drop at least magnitude 10.4 earthquake in this place. It will now start shaking. If you are still in control, you have not started praying. The Bible says, "For we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Holy Ghost helpeth your infirmities." He has to ferry you. Even you here, he has not helped you. I know you are with me, but if he helps you, me, I will know. He has not. You are doing well, though. I'm not saying you people are doing well. You can clap for yourself. But this is not it. We must be ferried where we groan and travail, Pastor. To groan and travail, this is what it does. It makes it possible for the Holy Spirit to put his hands on different aspects of our life at the same time. You see, when you pray ordinarily, what will happen is that the Holy Spirit can be handling one thing, because that's what you are exposing. But when you groan, when a man groans, he groans with all of his soul. The implication is that the whole soul is exposed to the Holy Spirit. So he will answer the one you prayed and the one you didn't pray. All he's seeing is infirmities, weaknesses, needs, and the same charge and surge of energy. We begin to deal with all of them. Do you know how long we'll get the things that God wants to do done if we continue to pray one prayer point after another? Do you know how many people bring me prayer points? If I start, I will not be able to remember them. It will run into thousands. Everybody that meets me has a prayer point for me, because they have known I'm a man of prayer now. So everybody has prayer point. So guess what? Just because you took their prayer point and you are praying doesn't mean you even know what to pray. If you know how, where is the energy? Has there not been times you knew the prayers you should pray? But Ume Jamunwa Adihon now. It's not there. You have come to the place of betting. It's no strength. That's what will happen today. Today is betting. God will midwife things from the spirit. There will be a shift. There will be a shift. That's what I hear the Holy Spirit. There will be a shift. You know what will happen? Listen. Please, as much as you can, for these few moments we are going to stay,
just obey my own instruction. I will not tell you what is against the Bible. I will not tell you what your pastor will be against. At least we are trained by the same man. So I have the spirit of the ministry. So what you are going to do now, find a neighbor, four, hold hands together, hold hands. You would have noticed somebody that can pray. Don't go and hold somebody that will dull your destiny. Come and join. I need somebody to come and come. Where is Henry Obiako? Henry needs prayer and he's sitting down. Come and pray, Oga. Is there a way you can hold your hands together? Because when you start praying now, some angels will come and join the quorum and make it up. I need somebody to complete this. Victor, come and complete this. You are a man of God. Come and join men of God. Pastor, let's pray till our soul is cracked. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, he said that he saw the travail of his soul and he was satisfied. So real prayer is not prayer point. Is there is a soul travail. There is a way you pour out your soul until the demand in the spirit is satisfied. It's a quota. Once he's satisfied, then result. God said that as of now, I'm now doing this because I have seen what you have poured on the ground. Because when Jesus was praying, people thought he was praying. The scripture made us know that it was his blood. When a man prays well, it's not prayer. You are his sacrifice. You are pouring your blood on the ground. No. When I pray, I know I'm pouring my blood, and my blood can't come on this ground without speaking. Have understanding. Don't pray like the heathen. This is sacrifice. We don't bring goats and all these things now. It's in the spirit we do the sacrifice now. And when a man pours his soul, the Bible says that the life is in the soul. So that life now we are going to is the kind of cry and weeping. And let me tell you what will happen. Prayer that would have taken you 1 year to get at, something that would have taken 1 year in travail, soul travail, we can get it done in 30 minutes. It doesn't take time, Pastor. We can compress eternity here. There is much work to be done, brothers and sisters. We need a drastic shift in your life, in your territory, in your family. Something will happen to your life and ministry that will be so much that from here it will be evident. It will be evident. Now, listen to me. You will start praying, and the only time you will stop is when you will feed the tap. It's an experience. It will burst open inside of you. Then you stay there until God said that you have been exhausted. You see, every man is on his own. I can continue to look at my neighbor, but what was written about him is not the same thing as my own. Every man, you are holding hands, but you are laboring for yourself. You didn't have, join them, join. Simante Baba Data Hasata Badakaya Sadiambre Sotada Badaka Patatia Sambreta Bata Cabrana Batapadia Subedetelia Cabranda Batala Bambe Sotomito. Put your hands up on my life. Put your Let me hear you.
somebody pray. Yeah.
prayer power. Prayer power. Prayer power. It will possess you. So many. Perete. Inamanate. Inamanate. Hey, my God. So.
Surprise!